Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, the last week or so, we've been talking about the Holy Spirit and tuning into the Holy Spirit. And this week, we're going to talk a little bit more about that in terms of listening to the Holy Spirit, but then also being empowered, how God gives us the grace and the power to step into what he asks of us. Similar to, I shared the scripture of how when Jesus had ascended into heaven and the Holy Spirit came upon all the disciples and they received the power to then speak in different languages and other people. So really about how God gives us the ability beyond what
we humanly can do.
Yeah.
So we've been given gifts by God when we first were created by him. But these are different spiritual gifts. Now, you know the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And if you look at what they are and how they are, they're extra graces from God for him for the purpose of our holiness and the purpose of whatever purpose we might need to be on the earth for. So, because our purpose, I think of Mother Teresa, surely God designed her one day to go and reach those poor people in India. So she got to be in India because she was a Loreto nun teaching. But that wasn't it looks like when you look at her life, the ultimate was then to go further and to reach the poor. So God graced her, one with ability, one with courage to do it, and along the journey of I guess opposition, of even not knowing how to do it. She wasn't a nurse. She wasn't a doctor. To have the some people I've heard say she was very obstinate. But to have that obstinacy so she could push through, and the purpose was, help someone die well, because they weren't allowed to be in the hospitals, you know, if you couldn't afford it, or you're a poor person or diseased or whatever. So the Holy Spirit graces us with different abilities. Now, we can say we get the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They're available to all, and they are. But I would probably say God graces different people with different percentages of. Or maybe it's more of your surrender, how much you surrender, how much grace that God then gives you. Because, I know in myself, as I'm developing my relationship with God more, I think I'm developing my gifts better, and God's gracing me with a greater capacity, you know. But it's God who hands them out.
Yes, yeah.
But he says everyone gets the gifts. But I'd say that there are some that God might, if you've already got a natural created leadership gift that God gave you, he might use that gift for something else with a spiritual Holy Spirit gift to do whatever he's wanting you to do.
Yeah, and that was something that I was sharing on in terms of like stepping into, I suppose, a direction that you feel the Holy Spirit's guiding you is. One thing you can do first in listening to the Holy Spirit is looking at your own giftings, what comes naturally, because God's put that in us for a certain purpose.
Yes. So natural plus then the supernatural. And the Holy Spirit's gifts are supernatural.
And then also looking at opportunities that come our way. Like when opportunities come your way, do you ask yourself the question,
Lord, is this what I'm supposed to do?
Is this from you, God?
Like maybe if you've got leadership gifts and all of a sudden you can argue really well, but on top of the arguing really well, you care for people. Maybe something comes up and you think, oh, I'm going to go into politics and governing, because we need good Christian people in government. And you just don't know where, but you've got to keep, like you talked about last week, active listening, Lord, what do you want? Is this the next step? Is this where I'm going? Is this, you know? And it's a natural questioning every day in your prayer life, even with your relationship with God. Lord, is this what you're saying? Is this where I'm going?
And then talking to people who have wisdom to then say, hey, this is what I think we're... What do you think? Because last week, one of our weekly challenges was the active listening, and you suggested that we could write down some things. You know, you can then take that kind of a thing and you take it to someone who has wisdom just to talk it through. They don't have to give you the answer.
No.
You know, you need to make a decision. But talking that through with someone who maybe is already further on their journey, or, you know, not necessarily further, but someone else as a Christian you can talk through to say, hey, I think God's prompting me this way.
But you know what's wonderful about God?
Mm.
If you feel God's prompting you a certain way and you go a certain way and it's not the way he wanted you to go, hopefully your heart and attitude is, Lord, stop me, change my direction if I'm not going the way you desire.
Mm.
And God would do that.
Mm. Mm.
But you've got to step out. And what is stepping out in faith?
Mm.
And if I'm taking the wrong step, God will stop you and you can't go any further.
Turn you around. And
yes, or do whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Another thing that I've just written down here is that, like, if we're trying to listen to the Holy Spirit, another thing the Holy Spirit can do is just actually just give us grace, like you're talking about, without us needing to necessarily do anything. The Holy Spirit can just grace us to change an attitude, to change our hearts. But I think that's being open then, like you were saying. To allowing, like, that transformation.
Yeah, it's like grace to love our enemy, grace to love that neighbour that's grumpy all the time, grace to serve, grace to have extra courage, grace to cope with the illness that you're going through, or the disease or cancer or whatever it might be. So much comes from the grace of God through the Holy Spirit. And because sometimes we ask for it, but sometimes he just gives it to us.
Yeah. And that's this heartbeat talking about being empowered. We can be listening, but then it's the empowerment only comes from
him.
We might need to take a step though, because God wants to see.
Well, God might give us the opportunity. I think of Max Emilian, who's in the concentration camp, and something had gone wrong, or so, I think some people had tried to escape. So the Nazis then decided to kill five people or something. And one of them goes, begs, you know, the people in charge, please don't, I've got a family. And Maximilian steps in and says, I'll take his place. Now, we know this occurred because the man who got saved survived the concentration camp and shared the story later. But do you think Maximilian thought about it 10 years ago? No, God gave him an opportunity, gave him the grace and the courage and the strength to go, I'll take his place. You know, no greater love than a man to lay down his life for his friend. Jesus did that for all of us. And Maximilian, oh my goodness, he did it too for this man. And he might not have even known the man. But God graces us with the opportunities, and it's for us, though, to open our mouth, to take the next step, to do whatever it needs to be done. But if we miss it, I don't think God reprimands us badly. He might go, you missed that opportunity. Because if our hearts are right, he'll go, I'll give you another chance, or I'll give you another opportunity. Or, you know, well, you missed it, but I still love you. I still want you to be in my kingdom. It all often so much depends on our heart attitude and where we are with God. If we're humble and not proud and not, you know, me, God will come to us.
I'm thinking of the weekly challenge of, it's probably along the similar theme as last week of being the active listening, but maybe this week it's, what are the opportunities that seem to be presenting? Because that's another part of that active listening, and just asking God, what are you saying to me?
Yeah, because it's great to write down what you think God's saying, but if you don't act upon it, missed opportunity. He might just say, go next door to the neighbour and, you know, see how they're going. You got to take the step to go and say, you know, how are you? Do you need a meal? I've noticed it's cold. Is your house warm enough? Things like that.
Yeah.
Active listening, but then in the listening, active action.
Yes. Yeah. I like that. Active action. Well, that is the weekly challenge for this week. We hope that you've enjoyed that chat. Maybe it's challenged you to take that active action. We look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.